And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. How are you, Will?
Great. How are you, Leanne?
I'm well. So that 92 Saab is working well through the snow, right?
It's humming now. No problems at all. After the car talk, guys, help me out.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. You gave us a challenge last week that was a very interesting one. First of all, repeat the clue.
Yes, it came from listener Al Gorey of Cozy Lake, New Jersey. I said, write the word checkbook in capital letters and put a mirror above it. Look into the mirror and you'll see the word checkbook reading normally. That's because checkbook has horizontal symmetry. And I asked, can you think of another familiar 9-letter word that also has horizontal symmetry? And as a hint, I said this word is sometimes spelled with a hyphen between the fourth and fifth letters. What word is it?
You know, horizontal symmetry is not something that is always right at the forefront of my thoughts. Interesting. What was your answer?
Well, the answer is kickboxed, K-I-C-K-B-O-X-E-D. It's an interesting word because it's I couldn't find it in any dictionary, but kickboxer and kickboxing are in the dictionaries, so it's a logical word. And a listener sent in a 14-letter answer, hoochie-coochie, which you can find in Random House.
Okay. Hoochie-coochie at Random House? Okay, Will. We'll take your word for it. It was a tough one because we received only 400 correct entries to this week's puzzle. And our randomly chosen winner this week is Pete Sokolowski from Vernal, Utah. Hi, Pete. Is it Vernal, Utah?
Yes, it is, Leanne.
And what do you do there in Vernal?
I'm a geologist with the Bureau of Land Management.
No kidding. Where is Vernal?
Vernal is in the northeastern part of the state of Utah. It's close to Dinosaur National Monument, so we're called Dinosaur Land.
Oh, sounds great. You ready to play?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, you sound like a great team member. I know I can use your help. Will, meet Pete. Let's play.
All right, Pete and Leanne, today I've brought a game of categories. And you probably know how this works. I'm going to give you some categories. For each one, give me an answer beginning with each of the letters M-A-R-C-H, as in March. For example, if the category were chemical elements, you might say mercury, argon, radium, copper, and hydrogen.
I'm so glad you used that as the example, Will.
Your favorite category,
Mine,
Leah.
Yeah.
Your first category, though, is things you might find in a hotel room.
A mirror.
Yes.
Armchair.
Good.
A radio.
Yes.
I'd say couch, but I don't know if there's some of those in the hotel
room. Not too
many.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, but there'd be a chair.
A chair.
Okay. Well, didn't you say armchair? I'm going to ask for another C.
Oh,
okay.
Hmm.
And the H. Hairdryer.
Hairdryer is good. How about another C? What helps you get up in the morning?
Oh, the alarm clock.
The clock, coffee maker, curtains, closet, a chain across the door. Often they'll give you a chocolate on your bed right before you go to bed.
Okay.
Your next category is card games.
Canasta,
you're off and running.
Okay. Hearts.
Yeah.
Hearts, yes. Also high-low poker, either one.
Okay.
M, A, and R. For A, there's a variety of bridge.
Don't play that at all.
Neither do I.
And there's also a game that you kids play in school, when they're young, that teaches them literature and names of writers. And it has a special deck. Evidently confused you rather than helped. Oh.
I don't know. What? Monty. Three-card Monty. No.
Monty. I'll give you that.
Will you also take Monty?
I'll take Monty.
All right.
Also thinking of Michigan. It's a game.
Oh, all right.
Okay, for A, can you think of a variety of bridge? Blank bridge?
Blank bridge.
And it involves bidding.
You know, Will, I don't think we're going to get this one.
Okay, it's auction bridge I was going
auction
for.
Auction bridge.
There's also the game authors.
Oh, authors, okay.
And all you need is an R.
R. Mm.
Isn't there some French card game that begins with R?
I don't know that. There's one that involves knocking. What card game involves knocking, and you put cards together in sets?
Rummy.
Rummy is correct.
Oh, moving on.
And your last category.
Thank you.
Your last category is Shakespearean plays. And we're looking for the popular forms of the titles, ignoring the articles A and the.
Oh, gosh.
Shakespearean plays.
Macbeth?
Yeah.
Macbeth, good.
Let's see.
Hamlet.
Hamlet, yes.
Hamlet,
A, R, and C.
Richard the Third?
Richard the Second or Third, yes, and Romeo and Juliet. A and C.
And C.
Antony and Cleopatra.
Excellent. And all you need is a C. There are two of them.
That C didn't count, I know.
That's clever. You thought Antony and Cleopatra would cover both letters.
Yeah, no?
I think so.
Yeah, but so do I, Pete, but Will doesn't, and he's the guy.
He doesn't do that, okay.
Yeah.
And a C.
A C, there must be. Oh, Coriolanus.
Coriolanus, excellent, bravo.
Oh,
you did it.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.
Hey, Pete, thank you, man. I mean, you know, you think it's going to be easy, and then all of a sudden the brain just breaks down.
Right. The card games and Shakespeare, they let me down.
Yeah, I know. Well, at least he didn't come up with the chemical elements, because then I would have been totally lost.
I was looking maybe for minerals, being a geologist.
I was waiting for you. I was waiting for that for you. Hey, Pete, you know what? You're a great sport, and I think together we did pretty well. Yeah, we're going to send you some things today for playing our puzzle. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master Presents, which is a collection of some of the puzzles you've heard here on Weekend Edition Sunday. So what's your public radio station?
I have a few of them. I mostly listen to KUSU out of Logan, Utah, and KUER out of Salt Lake City.
Well, great. Pete Sokolowski in Vernal, Utah. I think you're one of our first players from Utah, and we want to thank you a lot for being our guest today.
Thanks to both of you.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care. Okay, Will, I think now the brain is working, so is there a challenge for next week?
Well, try this. Take a familiar 9-letter word, drop the first and last letters, and you'll be left with the names of two consecutive parts of the human head. What are they? So again, a familiar 9-letter word, drop the first and last letters, and you'll be left with the names of two consecutive parts of the human head. What are they?
When you have the answer, put it on a postcard. Send it to us at Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle. National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. Please include both your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are our winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.